Okay.
到底谁才是小丑？
Who is the real clown?
刚刚工信部发布了智能网联汽车自动驾驶系统安全要求报批稿。
The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology has just released the draft of the safety requirements for the autonomous driving system of intelligent networked vehicles.
明确了未来 L3
clarified the future L3
L4 的各项安全要求，有博主解读为单一纯视觉方案。
The four safety requirements are interpreted by the blogger as a single visual solution.
不能申报 L3 自动驾驶。
Cannot declare L3 autonomous driving.
L3 必须是摄像头加毫米波雷达。
But the 3 must be camera plus millimeter wave radar.
L4 必须是摄像头加毫米波雷达加激光雷达。特斯拉那边没说啥。
4 must be camera plus millimeter wave radar plus LiDAR. Tesla hasn't said anything about it.
小鹏的高管先回应了。
XPeng's executives responded first.
他说
He said,
这种解读是错误的。
This interpretation is wrong.
强制要求是结果导向。
The requirement is result-oriented.
他规定了自动驾驶应该达到的安全水平。
He specified the safety level that autonomous driving should achieve.
但怎么做到这个目标？
But how to achieve this goal?
这项工作留给车企去研发。
This task is left for automakers to develop.
正如电池的安全标准。
Similar to battery safety standards.
不会具体要求你用三元锂还是磷酸铁锂。
I don't specifically require you to use ternary lithium or lithium iron phosphate.
最后还说
Finally, he said,
媒体不要基于猜测或立场先行。
Media should not base their reporting on speculation or pre-existing biases.
这种行为非傻即坏。
This behavior is either stupid or evil.
小鹏副总裁
Assistant Vice President
前面的观点
The previous points
我个人是赞同的啊。
I personally agree.
国家标准规定的是安全结果。
The national standard specifies the safety results.
不管你选择什么样的技术路线
No matter what technology route you choose.
只要达到标准就行。
As long as it meets the standard.
但他还举了一个电池的例子。
But he also gave an example of a battery.
并不是特别恰当。
Not particularly inappropriate.
因为如果没有比亚迪
Because without BYD,
可能现在绝大多数的车都在用三元锂。
It is likely that most cars are currently using ternary systems.
也不可能有九分钟充饱的车存在。
There are also no cars that can be fully charged in 9 minutes.
在这个世界上。
In this world.
也就是说。
That is to say.
搞纯视觉方案的车企。
Car manufacturers that use purely visual solutions.
除非你有比亚迪的研发实力和韧劲儿。
Unless you have the research capabilities and resilience of BYD.
仅用摄像头就能达到 L3。
Only with a camera you can achieve L3.
L4 国家标准。
For national standards.
否则。
Otherwise.
FSD 就是史上最大笑话。
FSD is the biggest scam in history.
多年前就给自己的智驾系统起名叫完全自动驾驶。
Several years ago, I named my autonomous driving system fully autonomous driving.
如今却成为了最难跨入 L3 门槛的方案。
Nowadays, it has become the most difficult scheme to enter.
但一定又有人会说
But surely someone will say,
看看这个强制要求是谁制定的。
Who made this mandatory requirement?
那么请问比亚迪华为不牵头
So what do you mean by BYD and Huawei not leading?
难道让只会画大饼的车企去牵头吗
Shouldn't car companies that only make empty promises be in charge?
其实那位博主只提到了特斯拉。
Actually, the blogger only mentioned Tesla.
并没有提到小鹏的名字。
The name Xpeng is not mentioned.
毕竟小鹏不是纯视觉方案啊。
After all, Xiaopeng is not a pure vision-based system.
只是他过于绝对的说法。
It's just that the statement is too absolute.
可能触碰了一些人的神经和一些车企的利益罢了。
It might have touched some people's nerves and some car companies' interests.